All right, in studio with me now, I'm very excited about this. Two gentlemen who are performing their play, or not performing their play, but they wrote and directed a play that is in the Rhino Theater Festival, which is a great festival here in Chicago. The show is called Static. It's on stage February 18th and 25th at the Prop Theater. And one of the reasons this is exciting is because these gentlemen aren't necessarily off-loop stalwarts. They are brand new to the game. They are seniors in high school at Lane Tech here in Chicago. Joining me in studio is Alex Milne and Seth Hultgren. Alex is the writer. Seth is the director of Static. Guys, thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
So, you know, when I saw this, Roger Badish actually brought this to my attention. He said, you know, I got some guys who are doing some off-loop theater, you know. So I'm going to take a look, you know. And then when he explained the story some more, I was fascinated. I mean, I've been kind of joking around all show about the concept of, you know, the school play. I mean, we do, you know, everyone does the school play as much as possible. What is it about you guys, about the idea of getting out of that realm of the school play that you do at your high school, which I know you guys are involved in, and bringing it to the prop theater?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think, you know, first of all, it obviously, you know, really starts there, right? Like, this whole script started as a project for my drama class last year, you know, and, you know, I wrote a first draft of it, and I really thought that I had something going. So, you know, I continued on with that, and, you know, both of us, you know, Seth, I know, Seth and I, we both have a film background. We're going into film and, like, short films. And it was really just about wanting to really get an experience in, you know, showing a real side of this and, like, really getting an experience firsthand with performing and putting on something true, you know?
For you guys, let me ask you both. I mean, you know, the concept of it's one thing to have a project in a drama class. But it's another to say, okay, I'm going to go ahead and submit this to a festival, and I want to put it in front of eyes, you know, Chicago audiences. Talk about that process. Talk about how you guys ended up at the Rhino Fest.
Yeah. Well, that's something more with me just from the writer side, because I pulled Seth in later for direction because I, you know, we're buddies, we're collaborators, and I really just think that he's a real bang-up guy. But, So yeah, the process of getting into Rhino Fest, it was really more of a process of, you know, I wrote this script and I sort of finished it up, and, you know, I started feeling confident about it, started trying to get other voices, you know, other eyes on it, telling me what they thought of it, what they thought I should change. And really it was just shuffling around between, you know, drama teachers, English teachers, friends of mine that are involved in the Chicago theater game. And you know, I had this friend, Bailey Rose Boyle, who was a previous actor in this festival, and she said, you know, I think you got something here, and I want to put you in contact with Stefan Brunn, mm-hmm. who runs the Prop Theater, yep. who's really in close with the Rhino Festival. And so through that connection, I sort of submitted him a script. We sat down, and he said, I think you got something here.
What did you guys know of the Rhino Fest before you did it? I mean, I've seen shows. I mean, it's a very experimental theater festival. It's one that's been going on in Chicago for years. What did you guys know about it before you did this?
Both my parents have been Chicago actors, and for a number of years. So they kind of know the history a little bit, and they are involved with the art house theater as well as just big theater in Chicago. So it was really cool to, you know, transition from a viewer to actually directing.
Well, let's talk about the play. Let's talk about Static. Talk about, you know, what is Static? Talk a little bit about what you guys are what story you're trying to tell.
Well, okay, so Static is the story of a woman who has not been, you know, in the professional workforce and what would be, you know, the white-collar workforce in a little bit. And it's about her reentering that field in the insurance end of a mental health facility, one that specializes in, you know, mentally ill children and teenagers. And it's about how, you know, adjusting back to that society, mm-hmm. adjusting back to being a white-collar worker. And it's about you know, how your identity a lot of times is sort of defined by your profession. And, you know, how sometimes, like, you know, there's this feeling of, you know, if you're not doing something that, you know, is deemed, like, productive by society, that you can feel almost bad about yourself, like, you know, like you're wasting your potential. But then also that, you know, when you're really getting involved in that and you're really, you know, doing it and you're in the day-to-day grind, you can almost sort of lose, you know, your individuality and what makes you you, and your identity sort of becomes what you do and, you know, the people you work around.
Well, it sounds to me like a great play written by a 45-year-old woman, but you guys are, what, 17, 18 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, where does this idea come from? I mean, because you'll hear a lot of people talk about, you know, the concept of you write and direct what you know.
Right.
Yeah. Well.
Well, sorry, I feel like I'm taking all these.
No.
Seth, I'll get to you, Seth.
Oh, no worries.
No, so, you know, I'm not gonna lie. A lot of this comes down to, you know, my mother. My mother who, you know, was a brilliant, she worked in insurance at Prudential for quite a while. And when I came around, she you know, she gave that up to be a stay-at-home mother. And just recently, you know, got back inside of, back into the field. And her experience has not been quite as negative as the play.
I'll
mention that.
I hope so.
But, you know, it was a lot of that and seeing how she sort of adjusted back to professional life, and also just a lot of my own feelings about, like, you know, work and, like, my experience working and how I sort of felt as I was going day to day, not only at school, but in, you know, in my summer job as a caddy, you know, sort of the environment that bred.
Well, I mean, it's interesting because storytelling is personal, and obviously telling a story about your family is something that I think it's interesting because you could tell this. You don't have to. We just had this conversation last night about whether or not you could tell the story if you haven't lived it. And you guys, you're talking about you lived it from almost like a third person experience, and it's being there and understanding the story gives you enough to actually write the story.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that specificity really lends well to the fact of how real the play feels to me. You know, it's really rooted in reality, and all the conversation and all the pieces are pretty wonderfully written, and that's a tribute to Alex.
Thanks.
Alex Mill and Seth Hultgren in studio. The play is Static. It's at the Rhino Festival. It's going to be at the Prop Theater, which is on Saturday the 18th and the 25th. All right, so Seth, let me bring you in this conversation.
Yeah,
as you guys both have, you know, said right at the top of this interview, you're both film guys. You do short films. Talk about what it takes to direct theater. When you're actually doing theater instead of film, what are the similarities, but what are also the challenges involved?
The biggest thing for me was we don't have a million takes, right? So when we nail down a performance, we want to replicate that over and over. And finding that balance between, you know, giving the actors some leeway in terms of not getting bored with the same lines every week, but also getting the same performance was a interesting balance to strike.
You know, for you guys, I guess I've been sort of saying, hey, these guys, these high school guys have put a play on in Off Loop Theater. You know, they've skipped the school play and gone right to the storefront. I'm doing that just as a promo, the idea of trying to, you know, sort of pull a kick. But I ask you guys just, you know, is that what you're leading with? I mean, when people come to see Static, are they bombarded with the idea that you guys are younger guys and you've directed and written a play, you know, or, I mean, would they not have any concept of that?
I mean, I think, you know, a lot of the people, you know, coming to see the play are obviously, you know, folks we know, you know, friends and our family, you know, our support groups are showing up. But as far as the way that we're, you know, trying to market it, the way that we're trying to show it, we really want the play to stand on its own as, you know, as its own.
So you would have no idea. You would, I mean, the actors.
No. The cast didn't even know for a while.
Yeah.
That we were 18.
Yeah, a couple of guys thought we were in college.
Yeah.
So,
how did they react? How did the actors react when you're like, listen, I got to go. I got to get to math class. Like,
I'm sure it was a little upsetting almost for them. Maybe a little disappointing. But I hope it was more of a revelation that this is possible rather than, oh, all of this makes sense because they're 18, if that makes sense.
Well, okay, so, I mean, have you guys had you talk about the drama project and the drama class, but you're both in film. You're going to Northwestern, Alex. You're going to Wesleyan, Seth. Does theater, I mean, where does theater play in your passion? I mean, is this something that you guys said, hey, I want to get into theater. I want to get into all the sort of performing arts. Or is this a little bit of a side project for you guys?
Well, as I said, my parents are rooted in theater. And so I grew up around that scene. But my first love has always been film. This was such an interesting project because it's different from what we usually collaborate on, which is film. So it's expanding our horizons and, you know, looking into different mediums. But it was still interesting and a lot of fun.
Yeah, and to add on to that, right, what you call it? from my perspective, as someone who does not have his background in theater, you know, my parents are not theater folks, and, you know, I've never really been involved in it. part of what really drew me to this was that it was sort of an intermediate, you know, an intermediary, because the prop theater is it's a really nice, it's a cozy theater. It's very intimate. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a small space. And I tried to write the play very small, very intimate, almost, you know, screen-like. And what I really liked about, you know, this theater and the way that we're presenting it is that we're in a small enough space that we can really let the actors have some breathing room, where they don't really need to, you know, playing to the back row is not as taxing as it would be mm-hmm. at, you know, a huge place. So we can really let some moments simmer a little bit, and we can really let their, you know, their eyes and their face tell the story a little bit more. And that was one of the things that drew me to the prop to do this thing, because, you know, I was sort of hesitant about doing a play because I hadn't, you know, done it before. But when I saw that space, I thought, you know, like, this is something I can do because this is intimate. This is for the play.
It's amazing because, you know, for all I'll have a lot of different artists in here, musicians, you know, people from the hip hop community who talk about their experiences at Chicago Public Schools. And they talk about, you know, the idea that maybe they went to Jones downtown, or maybe they went to Lane Tech or Whitney Young or any of the schools that are in the Chicago vicinity. And they all talk about this concept of community and this artistic community that bubbles out. And I think about you guys actually being students and not just, you know, settling for let's do something at the, you know, at the school, or let's do something that's safe. The idea of entering into the artistic community in Chicago to work with professionals, but also to you know, to be in the flyer that I'm holding in my hand, to collaborate with the artists that are working artists in Chicago. What does that mean to you guys as seniors in high school that you get the opportunity to do that in a big city like this?
As you said, it's an incredible opportunity. I'm so thrilled that Alex brought me along, and you know, it's different. It's outside of my comfort zone, but it's the only way to further my experience, my knowledge, is to break out of the barrier of, you know, a high school setting or a small intimate community.
I also think it's really noteworthy to say, you know, like Lane Tech is such a huge school, and it really lets you, you know, find your niche, find your group. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when I look at, you know, all of my best friends, all the people I most respect at the school, you know, they're all these really fantastic artists, you know, people who are going and doing things, you know, with their life. My, you know, our friend Michael, who is actually running lights on the show, he's, you know, he's developing, you know, he's trying to develop an animated pilot right now, you know, stuff like that. And, you know, I'm friends with, you know, so many amazing writers. And I think it's really just about finding that community within Chicago where, you know, we're, mm-hmm. we're a poets community, we're a theater community, you know, we're a traditionally just very artistic city. And I think the culture around that and being able to like grow up and experience this transitional stage with other people really, really helps you grow as an artist.
And there's a lot of people who come to Chicago to do that, whether it be in college, that's where they start. They go Absolutely. To Columbia College, DePaul, Loyola. I mean, they go to Northwestern. But I mean, you don't hear about it as much with high schools. And I'm just interested is when you think about the theater community that you guys are performing in or participating in with the show, do you feel like you are accepted? Do you feel like, you know, it was an easy transition for you to walk in and be a part of this living, breathing thing? I mean, Seth, your family's been involved in it, but talk about that, you know, like sort of being not only part of that community, but coming from students.
Yeah, it's funny. The first day we walked in, we were definitely the odd man out. We didn't know our way around. We were fumbling around with, you know, just chairs and furniture. But as you spend time at the prop theater, it becomes homely and very comfortable. There's couches everywhere, but it's really funny. It's you break into it the same way you break into a new home or you know, a new school. It takes a little bit of time, but then it's comfortable.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think it you know, it just comes down to everyone there has felt the same way. You know, like everyone there has been the new guy once. And you know, there are people that are not going to let on to that nearly as much, maybe because they've been fixtures in the community for such a long time, or you know, maybe just because that's the kind of people they are. But you know, when you really start talking to these people and you really start, you know, asking for advice and seeking these wiser opinions, it really becomes clear that they remember being us at one point, and they're really trying to make it as easy for us as possible to come in. And just, you know, on that note of like how it's so difficult for high school students, or not difficult, but unusual to see high school students do this. I think a lot of that is just, you know, the culture that we're brought up in, and this idea that, you know, I think a lot of high school students have this sort of self-imposed limit where they think that, like, you know, like, oh, I'm in high school, so, you know, I'm going to stay here. I'm going to stay at, like, where I'm at. I'm going to stay at high school. Whereas I think, you know, I know so many incredibly talented people, people I consider far more talented than myself, who are, you know,
doing things,
not confident enough to go and try to be in Rhino Fest or get their things published. And I think it's a real shame. I think we should tell people, you know, make your art as good as you can and then try to get into the scene as early.
Well, I am impressed with the hustle, guys. I'm telling you, man, there's a lot of artists I have on the show, and one thing that I feel that kind of connects the Chicago artists is the hustle, and you guys got it. Alex Milne is the writer. Seth Hultgren is the director of Static, a new play, which is at the Rhino Fest right now, the Rhinoceros Theater Festival. It's the 28th annual festival, the 18th and 25th at the Prop Theater, which is at 3502 North Elston Avenue. Alex, Seth, thanks for being my guest tonight. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much. Of course. Really appreciate it.